Hello, I'm Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and today I want to welcome you to the broadcast, and I pray that today you'll be encouraged by God's Word. And today I want to talk to you about a subject that we all understand and know about in our country today. And I want you to listen very carefully and hear what God's Word has to say to us. Today I want to talk to you about running on empty. Any of you, are you running on empty? I want you to hear the Word this morning. Stay with me. Let me pray with you before we get into the Word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that your anointing and blessings be upon us this day. I ask, Father, that you reach down and touch the hearts of your people, and I pray you encourage us through your precious Word, that today, Lord, we may hear from you. I pray if there be one under the sound of my voice that are not saved, not born again, that they must know that it's only through the name of Jesus that one can be saved, that it's only through the name of Jesus that we can enter into the presence of our God, and it's only by his precious name, because he shed his blood on Calvary, that our sins could be forgiven. Let us know today that we must ask him into our hearts and lives. And if there be one listening today that they're not born again, I pray that you convict him through your love and mercy and draw him unto salvation's plan. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I'd like to read out of Luke chapter 24, starting with verse 1. That's Luke chapter 24, starting with verse 1. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they, speaking of Mary and Mary Magdalene, and they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth and said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Today I want to talk to you about running on empty. Some of you, I want you to know this morning I come to you, and as I come to you, I'm running on empty. And as I looked into my pocketbook this morning, I was running on empty. As I go across this land preaching the gospel, everywhere I go, I run on empty. As I stand forth in these churches and the places that God has made for me to speak over the radio and the TV, I run on empty. But I want you to understand what I mean when I say that I run on empty. And that is, I'm running on an empty tomb. Because Jesus lives, therefore I live. Because he lives, I have the victory. And because the tomb is empty, I have victory today because of the price that Jesus paid on Calvary. You see, when they crucified our Lord, and they put the nails in his hands, and the nails through his feet, and when they pierced his side, but when that precious blood began to flow down upon Calvary's hill, that blood that was shed, that blood, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. But you know, when his blood was shed, that wasn't all of the story. They crucified him. They mocked him. They made fun of him. They laid stripes on his back. They took him upon an old rugged cross, and they crucified him. But then they took him down, and they laid him in the tomb. They placed a stone over against the tomb, and they sealed it, and they put guards there. But how many of you know this, that no man can hold back the power of God? That's something that you've got to learn, that no man and no government, no law, no judicial system, you're not going to hold back the power of God. In our country today, they're making laws denying God, denying the name of Jesus. But let me tell you, you can make all the laws you want to make. You can set up all the rules you want to make, but no man's power can keep out the power of God. God is an almighty God and a powerful God. And by the Holy Ghost, he was raised from the dead. Let me tell you something. That same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead abides and lives within the hearts and the believers of Jesus Christ. I'm speaking of the Holy Ghost. Today I want you to know that no power held him in the tomb. On that third day Jesus came out from the dead. And the Bible says that the angels looked at the women and asked them a question that we need to ask ourselves today. They ask him the question, why seek ye the living among the dead? And that's the question you need to ask yourself today. Why are you seeking the living among the dead? Today we're looking for answers for our country, but you're looking among the dead. You're looking for answers about the economy of our country, but you're looking among the dead. When you are looking for situations and trying to figure out what to do with the youth in our country, you're looking and searching among the dead. When you're looking about what to do with the drug problem in our country, you're searching among the dead. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Let me tell you something. If you want life, if you want answers to the situations in your life and in your government, you gotta go where the living is. Jesus told Martha and Mary, when he came up to their brother's tomb, Lazarus, he said, where I am, there is resurrection and there is life. Anytime there we're looking for answers, we've got to go to life. We've got to go to the Prince of Peace. We got to go to the one that can cause us to run on empty. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because Jesus lives, I have answers for tomorrow. Because Jesus lives, I know that no matter what I face, I will never face it alone because I'm running on empty. My Lord and my Savior is not in a tomb. I cannot go visit that tomb and tell you he is in there. All other religions, when they show you the one who they worship and the one they follow, they take you to their tomb. But if you would go to the tomb where Jesus was laid and you would look in it, you would find it's empty. Today, my friends, we are running on empty. I'm talking about an empty tomb. When all odds are against me, I run on empty because I know greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I serve a risen Savior. When I'm faced with sickness, and some of you that are listening today, you've been told you have certain illness in your body and you're suffering. Some of you may be in the hospital as you're listening to this broadcast. Some of you may be suffering great things in your body. But the Bible says that by his stripes we are healed and we were healed. And because he did not just go to the tomb and stay there, but because the tomb is empty, my brothers and my sisters, we have healing. The book of James tells us that if there be any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint him with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up, and if they have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. We have that promise because we're running on empty. I'm talking about an empty tomb. Many of us today, we have financial troubles. There are a lot of people that I'm speaking to today. You don't know what you're going to do. You're suffering a financial crisis in your life. But I want you to run on empty. I'm talking about an empty tomb. I want you to go to the living Savior, to the living Jesus, the one who is seated on the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you. When you pray and you pray in the name of Jesus, he goes in before God the Father and he takes your petition. He hears and he answers prayer. Any prayer that you pray and you leave out the name of Jesus won't get no higher than your feet, my friend. We have the government telling us that you can pray in any other name other than the name of Jesus. But let me tell you something. If you pray in any other name but the name of Jesus, you have a empty prayer. But today I'm running on empty because the tomb where Jesus was is empty, and I serve a risen Savior, and it is through him that I get the answers to my prayer. Today, as I read in Psalms 23, David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. One of the customs during that day and that time was that in the time of Israel, if a stranger would come in, you were obligated to keep him in your home for 3 days. But after 3 days, you would take him to the table and you would pour out a cup in front of them and you would fill it to the brim, and that person would know that he was to drink what was in the cup and thank you for your hospitality and to go on to his journey. But if you took that cup that you gave him and you filled it up, then you ran it over, then that was a sign to him that he could dwell in your house as long as he wanted to. And that's why David said, my cup runneth over. When you're running on an empty tomb, your cup is running over. Because we're running on an empty tomb, our cup runneth over. And we can dwell in God's house forevermore and in his presence. When he runs our cup over, and he has, because we're running on empty, I'm talking about the empty tomb of Jesus. He said, surely goodness and mercy, David said in Psalms 23rd, that goodness and mercy shall follow him all the days of his life, and he will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and his cup would run over. Let me tell you something, I can dwell in the house of the Lord forever, because I'm running on empty, I'm running on an empty tomb, the tomb of Jesus. And then it also tells me in that same Psalms that he would prepare for me a table in the presence of my enemies. Today, because my cup is empty, because my cup runneth over, and because I'm running on an empty tomb, I can tell you that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I can tell you that there is a table prepared for me even in the presence of my enemy. And I can tell you of a surety that when the enemy comes out after me, because I'm running on empty, I'm talking about the empty tomb of Jesus, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And anything that the enemy will put up against God's people, because we're running on empty, I'm talking about an empty tomb, it's going to backfire on the enemy. Just as they, when they crucified Jesus, they thought if they crucified him, they would do away with him. They would shut him up. That would be the end of him. But they didn't know that there would be an empty tomb. Let me tell you, their plan backfired on them. And I'm telling you the same thing. The enemy that's coming after God's people, and they think they're going to shut down Christians, I've got good news for you. It's going to backfire on you. I'm telling you right now, you can't shut down the power of God, because we are running not on what man says, on what man gives, but we're running on an empty tomb. I'm talking about the tomb of the Lord Jesus. It's empty. And let me tell you something else about the Psalms 23. It says that he anoints your head with oil. And when a shepherd would anoint the sheep with oil, it was to keep the parasites off of them. That oil would keep the parasites off of them. And that oil would heal any cut or bruise that they might have on them. Let me tell you something, because I'm running on an empty tomb, I'm talking about the empty tomb of Jesus. No parasite, no worldly parasite can attach itself to me and to God's people, and any wound or any hurt that we may have is being healed, because we're running on an empty tomb. I'm talking about the tomb of Jesus. We're running on empty today, the empty tomb of Jesus. Because he lives, we have victory. A friend of mine said one night she had a vision about a demon of drugs, a demon that would hold people in bondage to drugs. And when she saw this demon, she told me that this demon looked like a very old, old, weak man, and so weak and so frail that demon could hardly stand. And she asked the Lord in this vision, how can a demon so weak and so frail and so pitiful hold people in bondage to such a slave as drugs? And she said the Lord spoke to her and said this, it's not the demon that is holding them in captivity to drugs and alcoholism. It's the lie that the demons are telling the people that is holding them in bondage. And let me tell you something. If you believe that lie today, that the devil can hold you in bondage, that the devil can keep you poor, and the devil can keep you bound to sickness and disease, and the devil can keep you bound to drugs, and keep you locked up in a prison somewhere, Sarah. Don't believe that lie. I want you to run on an empty tomb, knowing that your Savior is not in the tomb, because He lives. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and there is no such a thing as a hopeless case with Jesus Christ. He lives today. The tomb is empty, and because the tomb is empty, you and I can run on empty. We're running on an empty tomb because our Savior lives. And let me tell you something else. You remember the story in Acts chapter 16 when Paul and Silas was put into prison and they were laid with many stripes because they preached the gospel and because they cast the demon out of a woman. And they were laid, put many stripes on their back. And they were put into prison, but because they were running on an empty tomb, they could survive what they faced that night. The Bible says, at the darkest hour of the night, they began to pray and sing praises unto God. And the Bible says that the prisoners heard them. And when they began to pray and praise God, and sing praises unto a Savior that was living, to a Savior that came out of the tomb, and they were running on empty, I'm talking about an empty tomb. What? Because they could praise Him, an earthquake came. An earthquake came so great that it shook the foundation of that prison. And I want to stop right here now. And I want you to know it makes no difference what kind of prison that you are in. You may be in a literal prison with bars and chains and locks and lockdowns. Or you may be in a prison in your mind or prison in your body or prison with drugs or prison in any kind of situation. I want you to know that Jesus, because He lives, can shake the foundation of any prison. And the Bible says that that earthquake came and it shook the foundation of that prison. And when that prison shook because of the empty tomb, because of the power of God that came in that prison, the Bible says that Paul and Silas's chains fell off and all the doors of that prison was open. Let me tell you something. Not only will God set you free, but those that hear you praising Jesus will be set free as well, because it spreads like a tide going out, like a ripple tide going out. The power of God can go into any dark place, any dungeon, any dungeon of fire. It makes no difference what, if we'll praise Him, if we'll worship Him, and run on an empty tomb. I'm talking about the tomb of Jesus. I'm running on empty today, and I want you to run on empty and know that you have the victory because of Jesus, because He lives, because He's not still in the tomb. He came forth on the third day. He rose, and death and hell, He has victory over them. Praise His precious name. And then when we face death, and one day we all will face death, if we live a natural lifetime, we're all going to face death. Because, let me tell you something, but because we're running on empty, because we're running on an empty tomb, I'm talking about the tomb of Jesus. The grave can't hold us either. That's good news, brothers and sisters. The grave cannot hold us. Because He lives, we too live. We have victory over death. We have victory over hell. And we have victory over the grave because of the price that Jesus paid on Calvary. Because of the blood that was shed, our sins can be forgiven. Because the grave couldn't hold Him, it can't hold us. Because He broke off the bonds and the chains, hell has no hold on those that are born again. We have no fear of hell today because we're washed in the blood of Jesus. Let me tell you something, when you come to that day when your life is, your soul is required of you, and you cross that Jordan River, He'll be there to greet you. Because the Word of God tells us to be absent from the body is to be present with Jesus. The death can't hold us. Hell has no hold on us. And the grave can't hold us. Can't no grave hold my body down. Can't no grave hold you down if you're born again. The most important decision that you'll ever make is whether or not you'll receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Let me tell you something, people. Our country is in trouble. Our financial system is in trouble. Our government is in trouble. And the number one trouble that we have is because we have rejected our God. And when you reject God and you reject the power that He can give and the protection He gives, when you reject the hand of God, you reject His benefits and you reject His provisions and you reject His protection over you and over your country. Let me tell you, He will not force Himself on you. You must ask Jesus into your heart. It's a decision that you have to make. But I pray and I beg of you, turn to God with all your heart. For the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name, if they will humble themselves and pray and turn from their sin, the Bible says that He will hear from heaven and He will forgive their sin and heal their land. Today, that's the remedy for America. We must repent of our sin and turn back to God. In the book of Leviticus, I think it's the 26th chapter, the Bible says that any nation or person that turns their back on God, the first thing that will show up in their land is terror. And that's what we have in our land. And it'll get to the place that people don't even know who their real enemy is. Right now, as I speak, we've got people in authority that's calling our own citizens terrorists because they want to protect their land and their possession. Let me tell you something, America, you're going to have to wake up. You're going to have to run on an empty tomb. I'm talking about the tomb of Jesus. You're in the graveyard. Yes, you are. You're in the graveyard. But it's not the graveyard that the Lord has. The graveyard that we're in is empty. There are no tombs can hold our Savior. Aren't you glad for that? But we're seeking the living among the dead. And you're seeking the living among the dead things of this world. We're in a country now that will condemn students for praying in school. But we'll praise ungodly people that get on television and mock God and do ungodly dances and dance before our people and our children with no clothes and entice them to do wickedness that is evil. And let me tell you, parents, when you allow your children to watch it and partake in it, you're partaking in child. You're coming against your children and you're hurting your own children. I don't know if you realize it or not, and I know you surely wouldn't do that intentionally, but you've got to guard your life. You got to guard what you watch. You got to guard your children's heart and their life. We need to run on an empty tomb. I'm talking about running on the tomb of Jesus. It's empty. He is now coming back for His children. One day He's going to break the clouds of glory, and those that have been washed in His precious blood will come back for Him. But let me tell you something. One day, very soon, a trumpet is going to sound, and it's going to be so loud that it's going to wake up the dead in Christ, and we that remain are going to be caught up together in the air with Him to meet Him in the air. Oh, what a time that is going to be, and the Bible calls it our blessed hope, and because we have that blessed hope, because we're running on empty, I'm talking about the empty tomb of Jesus, we have hope in Him. Today, we have hope, not as the world gives. The world will give you a hope for just a second or two, and then it'll take it away. But God, what God gives you is everlasting. He is faithful and He is true, and His word is faithful and true. He is not a man that He should lie. Whatever God has promised us, that will He do and that will He perform. He said that if we would ask Jesus into our hearts, For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but would have everlasting life. Let me tell you something. If you'll call on Jesus, you'll have that everlasting life. And you can have it because of the blood that He shed on Calvary. And because He rose from the dead. We're preaching the cross today. Because Jesus lives, we live. Because He is coming back, we have blessed hope. Because we have His Word, we know what to do. In the Bible, it tells us in the book of Exodus that God's people, when the last judgment before the Passover lamb was to be eaten and the blood was to be put on the doorpost, the last plague that came over Egypt was darkness. But the Bible says in Egypt was dark, but in Goshen, where God's people were, it was light. And God said He made a distinction between God's people and the people of the world. Today, God is making a distinction between His people and between the world. We are walking in light, but the world is walking in dark, and they're seeking living among the dead. But we're not in the death row. I'm not sitting on death row today. I live because He lives. I live because Jesus lives. I rejoice because He gave me a song in my heart. I have hope because He gave me hope. He said, Blondie, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. And He's told you the same thing. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. Jesus is making a place for you and me. Why? Because we're running on empty. I'm talking about the empty tomb of Jesus. Because He lives, we live. Because He lives, we have hope. Because He lives, we rejoice. Because He lives, we know where we're going to spend eternity. Today, I want to encourage you. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't let nothing here turn you to the right nor the left, but keep on that straight and narrow. Preachers, preach like you never preached before. Church people, support your church like you've never supported it before. Be faithful to the house of God. While you still can, while you still have the freedom, go to church. While you still can read your Bible and still can purchase a Bible, do it, and do it quickly. Time is fleeting. It's time for the Lord to come back. And before He comes back, I believe we might see many things happen in our land. But it's nothing for us to be fearful of. For He said and He promised us that He would carry us through. It made no difference. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God bless you today, and I pray that right now you'll take time to make Jesus your Savior, receive Him into your heart and life. Right now, I want to thank you for listening to the broadcast. Visit with me on my website, truckingforjesus.org. Pray for me as I keep on running on empty. I'm talking about the empty tomb of Jesus. And you run on empty. I'm talking about the empty tomb of Jesus. Jesus is coming back soon. Be ready. I know that His return is at hand. Encourage one another. Be careful who you get around. Stay sweet and walk in victory. And remember, God has everything under control. With Him, all things are possible if we can only believe. God bless you today. Have a wonderful day in Jesus. Walk in His Word. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He will never let you down. Thank you for listening to the broadcast today. And keep on keeping on for Him and keep praying for me. Stand with me in prayer. Stand with me and write me and let me hear from you as I keep on for Jesus. Thank you and God bless you. Please tune in again next week at this same time and pray for me that as I keep on traveling for the Lord Jesus Christ, God bless you. Thank you.